Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Pony Stampede Podcast, Depth Chart Edition. I'm your host, Jordan Hofeditz. Today, SMU released its first depth chart of the 2022 season ahead of Saturday's season opener against North Texas. Obviously, there are some things that are not surprising, some things that are surprising, and some things that just left things unclear. Obviously, in the not surprising category is Tanner Mordecai as the starting quarterback with Preston Stone to back him up. Coach Rhett Lashley announced that in the early part of fall camp that that's the direction they were going, so that's not surprising. On the wide receiver side, again, not surprising that Rashee Rice is one of the starting receivers. Jake Bailey is in one of those spots with Jordan Curley or Austin Upshaw in the other. Backing up Bailey in the slot will be Roderick Daniels Jr. or Dylan Goffney. This is maybe a little surprising. Backing up Rashee will be Moochie Dixon or Teddy Knox, a pair of transfers that have come in and really looked good over fall camp. The offensive line is still a little bit of a mystery. There are oars listed for the starters on four of the five spots. The only set starter really is Joe Bissinger at the left guard. Left tackle is Marcus Bryant or Justin Osborne. Center is Jalen Thomas or Branson Hickman. Right guard is Justin Osborne or Ben Sparks. Right tackle is Owen Condon or Justin Osborne. What I think this says is that they feel like their best five offensive linemen are Bryant, Bissinger, Thomas, Osborne, and Condon, with a little bit of a hiccup there with Hickman possibly being the better option at center, just depending on the snap with Thomas. I think it also says that Justin Osborne is their most versatile guy, being listed in three of the five spots at both tackles and at right guard. It'll be interesting to see if there's any movement with that group during the first game, if that's kind of those five that are listed on top, kind of see the lion's share of it. It'll also be interesting to see if Hickman does go into center, where that moves Thomas, if it's to one of the guard spots opposite of Bissinger, or if it drops him out of the top five. Which would be interesting, seeing as he's really seen as the top returning offensive lineman they have, along with picking up some preseason accolades. Tight end is also interesting. Ben Redding, the senior, will be getting the starting spot with true freshman RJ Maryland or sophomore Gage Haskin as the top three. Offensive coordinator Casey Woods, after Tuesday's practice, said that they have some two and even three tight end sets, that he feels comfortable with all three that they plan to use, which will be Redding, Maryland, and Haskin. What that shows is that Nolan Matthews-Harris is still not ready to go after some different things kept him out of a lot of fall. What I think is interesting is no Cam Allen. I thought he looked like he came on a little bit during fall camp, but they must have just seen some different things from that group. RJ Maryland, I think you've got to have him on the field. You got to see what he's capable of to possibly be the guy even this season as a true freshman. Running back wise, Trey Siggers, I think that was expected as the returning top rusher, and then Tyler Levine, TJ McDaniel, Velton Gardner behind him. Again, Kamar Wheaton is not game ready. It's been talked about a few times by both Lashley and Woods. I think even Keenan Hall, the running backs coach, mentioned it. While the knee is healthy on Kamar Wheaton, the rehab just didn't happen kind of when it should have happened, just with him being between programs. And so that's been a big part of what they've been trying to do with him this summer and fall, is do some of that rehab work and try to get him up to game strength. We'll see where that ends up happening. But I think this shows a lot. Other injury, so it shows Jake Bailey, who picked up a knock towards the end of fall, along with Moochie Dixon, them being listed, shows they're ready to go. Jordan Curley spent all of fall in a red no-contact jersey. Him listed shows he's ready to go. Bo Corrales is not listed, which means that injury he sustained towards the end of fall camp will at least keep him out of week one. When we return, we'll go into the defense. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the Pony Stampede podcast as we go through the depth chart for week one of the 2022 season. I think defensively there are probably fewer surprises. There were a couple injuries here or there that got some other guys in the rotation, but I think most of us that were there kind of felt like we had a pretty good grasp of where things were, and I think this solidifies it with defensive end being Junior Aho on one side and Gary Wiley at the Bandit on the other, Jaden Jones or Isaiah Smith backing up Aho, Nelson Paul or Smith again backing up Wiley at the Bandit. Nose tackle Elijah Chapman, that was pretty well set. I think it says a lot that Mike Sandho is listed as a backup for him along with Terrence Newman. I think Coach Tibbs has been impressed with the Navarro College transfer, and the depth chart proves that. Devere Levelston at the defensive tackle with Stephon Wright, who finally looks to be healthy, backing him up, is a strong group there. Same thing at linebacker. I think it was always going to be Isaac Slade and Jimmy Phillips Jr. starting in those two spots. You've got Shannon Reed behind Slade and the Burns behind Jimmy Phillips with Jaquandis or Kiki at that Will linebacker spot. Of course, no relation there. Senior Brandon Crossley at that nickel third safety spot with Nick Roberts backing him up there. Sam Westfall getting the nod at one cornerback spot with Armani Johnson or Jahari Rogers at the other. I think that's a little interesting. I thought Jahari probably had a good enough camp to earn that starting spot outright, but Armani is a senior and probably deserves a little bit of starting nod due to that. Kavaris Hall will back up Westfall at the other cornerback spot. The safeties, Isaiah Nwokobia or Chris Admora at one spot with Massey at the free safety spot, I think just makes sense. Roderick Robertson is listed as the backup to either Nwokobia or Admora. With Nick Roberts or Ahmad Moses behind Massey. I think that shows that little bit of versatility they see in Roberts. I also think it says a lot about what they see about Ahmad Moses to put him on the depth chart as the true freshman. That gives you on the offensive and defensive side three true freshmen listed with RJ Maryland, Isaiah Smith, and Ahmad Moses. There will be one more coming with special teams as we jump into that. Texas transfer Ryan Buchevsky is listed as the punter. Brendan Hall will handle kickoffs with Colin Rogers handling the place kicking. Rogers, obviously, the fourth true freshman on the list and really the one starter that will have a spot set out. Hall will be the backup punter and place kicker. Rogers will be the backup kickoff specialist. Your other specialists on kick return, obviously Brian Massey with Jaylene Record and Trey Siggers. Punt return, Jordan Curley, Jake Bailey, and Roderick Daniels Jr. listed. Snapping, Will Benton won the starting job over Javoni Bourbon. And holding will be punter Ryan Buchevsky. I don't think there are any surprises on the special team side. That's kind of how I saw those three shaking out. I also got the feeling that both Coach Lashley and Nivar as the special teams coach kind of wanted each of those three guys to have the thing that they were doing that they can work on. It's nice to have Hall there who can do a little bit of everything that could fill in those spots. But I think having him do kickoffs only allows him to focus on that. Having Buchevsky do punts allows him to focus on that, and having Rogers do the place kicking allows him to focus on that. Again, you know, defensively, Massey obviously got hurt on the first week of fall camp. Him being listed both as the starting free safety and on kick returns echoes what defensive coordinator Scott Simon said after Tuesday practice, that he expects him to be full go. Roberts also picked up a knock at one point, but he's been back in. So I don't think there are any surprises there. I think this is a solid week one list. I do think you'd like to have Bo Corrales in there. But man, what a luxury to have the group of receivers you have without him, that I don't know that you'll see much of a drop off, or, you know, I hate to say miss him too much, because I think his size is something that outside of Rashee, there's really not at the receiver. You know, Curley's 6'2", Upshaw's 6'1". But obviously, you know, your slot with 5'10", Jake Bailey, 5'9", Roderick Daniels, that's a different story. But, you know, Mucci's 6', Knox is 5'11". You aren't going to have that height, and that will be missed. But from a talent and depth standpoint, SMU's lucky to have what they have at the wide receiver spot. You know, same thing with running back. It's allowing SMU to be patient with Kamar. You know, is Kamar Wheaton at 75-80% better than most? Yes. But it allows them to be a little patient with him and wait until he's 100% and not risk him getting banged up again or coming back too soon. The tight end spot, I think, is going to be really interesting to see how they decide to use that group. Again, RJ Maryland has so much upside, but there's not the Grant Calcaterra or some of those other NFL-type guys there. You know, Ben Redding hasn't done much because he's kind of always been behind those other guys. It'll be interesting to see what he can do with that opportunity. He's listed 6'5", 233. He's not gonna speed past anybody, but he's good at using that side to get himself open, get himself in good position. Obviously, that's going to give him a big body to be an extra blocker when they need him. And the offensive line, I think, you know, the guys listed on top, again, Bryant, Bissinger, Thomas, Osborne, Condon are your best five. And we'll see what rotational stuff they do from there. You know, obviously Osborne listed on three of the five spots, you know, really means you know, there are really only seven O-linemen listed, where Coach Justice kind of said 10 is where you like to be. He felt like he was in that 7 to 9 range. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, who else not listed might get some playing time and kind of if there's any movement along those spots in those kind of top 6, 7 that are listed. So that's how SMU will line up for week one, and it should be interesting, and I know we're all ready to get this thing rolling. Again, thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe. Make sure your 24/7 ponystampede.com subscription is up to date. Lots of good stuff coming there. Keep listening, keep going, and go SMU.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount+, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.